Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we'd love for you folks joining us. We do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we're bringing them to you today here on the C2P platform. You know, their shows are free and available at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. Today we have a fantastic young man on the program. He was back-to-back first-team All-SAC. He's the Carson Newman standout receiver, Braxton Westfield. He was also down at the CGS in January, and I believe that he's getting his plaque on the Hall of Fame down there with the Eagles. So a lot to discuss with Braxton, but Braxton, fabulous career. Can you believe your time at Carson Newman's kind of come and gone, and now you're training for the 2023 NFL draft?
Actually, it kind of hit me the other day, and I was like, man, I really kind of miss like winter workouts and stuff. But then I had to realize, I was like, I mean, it's time to get ready for the next level at this point now. So I'm ready for it though.
Nice. Now, you are a skill position guy, so I have to ask, was Braxton Westfield the kid in Pop Warner Pee Wee scoring one touchdown? It's, you know, Braxton to the left touchdown, Braxton up the middle for a touchdown, Braxton to the right for a touchdown.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had I played quarterback in Little League, and so I was taking all the quarterback sneaks and stuff and taking quarterback sweeps and stuff like that as well.
So you begin to grow, positions begin to change. How did you end up being a wide receiver, and did you want to be a wide receiver? Did you really want to still be a quarterback?
So I actually got changed to wide receiver my last year of Little League football, actually. And ever since then, I've been wide receiver. I've gotten thrown every, like, some defensive positions every once in a while, but, like, it's been wide receiver ever since, like, I was 9 years old, I think.
So 9 years old, you're in the backyard with your buddies. Who do you pretend you are that's in the National Football League? Who is your favorite receiver?
When I was younger, it was definitely Randy Moss. But now, I like the consistency that DeAndre Hopkins brings to the table, honestly. So I try and base my game off of that nowadays.
Fair enough. Hey, two great ones. Randy, we know one of the best ever, and DeAndre right there with him. So I'm curious, as we build through your football life, if you will, so you're doing your thing in high school, what other schools were looking at you, and how did you know Carson Newman was going to be the place that was best suited for you?
So originally I committed to James Madison out of high school. So that was I graduated high school in 2016. So I committed to James Madison. I was up there for three semesters, and then I transferred to Carson Newman. But between Carson Newman, between Carson Newman and Lonsdale. And I chose Carson Newman because it was a little bit further away from home. Lonsdale was a little too close for me, so I had to get a little distance between me and my mom a little bit.
I love it. Once again, Braxton Westfield here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and finding out what this young man brings to this 2023 receiver draft class. We talked briefly. You were down at this College Gridiron Showcase in January, a fabulous opportunity to not only showcase your athleticism but also allow these teams to know you as an individual. Can you just kind of share with our audience what that experience was like for you?
It was actually really fun going down there and competing with different schools and different conferences and stuff like that. Coming from Carson Newman, a little D2 school up in Tennessee, East Tennessee, I mean, I was at the small school showcase at first, and then I got moved up to the College Gridiron Showcase. So I saw guys from the D3 level all the way to the Division I, the top Power 5 guys. So I got the full experience out there, and I enjoyed it really much out there, very much.
Yeah. You know, and I had that in my notes that you got the bump up. If you folks aren't familiar with the CGS, there's different levels. And if the scouts really like what you do while you're down there, they'll ask for you to get an upgrade, if you will. So Braxton got the upgrade. How fired up were you when you got the information that what you were doing got noticed and these guys wanted to see more of you? Because that's why you're there.
I mean, honestly, it was just another day of the job at the office. I knew I had to go out there and compete every day. So, and I wanted to be the best one out there in the first place. But there was the first day I had a little, I got in my head a little bit, and then the second, third, and fourth day, it started clicking for me again. I got back in the football mode.
Does talking with those NFL teams, does that validate a little bit all the hard work that you've put in over your life, knowing that you've come this far and you are actually gaining their attention?
It does. A little, sometimes it kind of catches me off guard that I'm still talking to scouts and stuff because I've always dreamed about playing in the NFL. And my mom even gets, like, she even starts screaming and stuff every time I tell her when I talk to a team. Because it's, like, it's something that I really wouldn't have imagined myself to be in a position to be, like, to be doing and stuff like that.
Nice. When does it hit you? I mean, you know, I know you said earlier in the program that you just kind of realize that, you know, school was over and you're training at, you know, Nashville for your pro day and all these things. But I guess collegiately, are your coaches telling you, hey, Braxton, we see something special in you, you know, keep your head down, keep working hard, some really good things could be on the horizon. You have great games against some great opponents. When do you get the sense that, you know, the point that you're at now, this opportunity you thought was going to present itself?
After the 2019 season, honestly, because that season I had 33 catches, 680 yards, and 11 touchdowns. At that point, I was like, if I'm putting up these numbers right now, I know I can put my foot, I can get my foot, once I get my foot in the door in the NFL, it's going to be good for us all.
Awesome. I love it. And I ask this question of all our guests, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these teams, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love when they see your film? I'd like to say that these are your hallmark home run traits that they're going to want to bring you aboard the critical 53-man roster.
First, my size. I am about 6'3", and I weigh about 215 right now, about roughly. So my size.
No, I don't want to cut you off. I was going to ask you about that later in the show because I was like, is he, you know, I mean, because, you know, everybody likes to hype up those numbers. And when I saw him, like, man, is he really 6-something, 215? But, hey, you are. So continue, man. We want to know what these two guys are going to love about you. So we got size.
I have a really good burst. Like, my change of gear is, change of direction and change of gear is very well. I think I have some really good hands, and they're physical and they're strong hands. I feel like I am more of a leader off the field and on the field because I may not speak to everybody, but just know that I'm putting in the work just as hard as you are, and that I will be busting my butt just as hard as you will be on game day or even on practice days, just so we can get something accomplished. Because I know what we're all in the NFL do, and that's to win games and inevitably win the Super Bowl.
Fair enough, and well said. And you mentioned that leadership quality. What else could go unnoticed about your game? This is your show. I do know NFL folks will listen in. You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, a film junkie. You mentioned your leadership qualities. Anything else to add? It could have been the Carson Newman offense where they didn't ask you to do certain things, so we're just not going to see it.
Yeah, so Carson Newman's offense, it was actually a run-first offense, so that's why my numbers weren't as flashy and all that other stuff, but they still speak for themselves. But it was a run-first offense, which we did exactly what we were supposed to do, run the ball downhill, and that opened up on the outside. That opened me up on the outside for slants and go balls and stuff like that because the safeties were biting so hard downhill. So Carson Newman is it prepared me very much so for the run fit on for a team and stuff like that, and knowing how to read safeties when they drop down in coverage and stuff, or when they fill the alley and stuff like that.
Cool. How about this one for you, Braxton? Receivers do have that, you know, that distinction of being the divas. Are you chatty? What's it like lining up? It's 3rd and 8. I'm lining up against you. Kind of take us through the mindset of how do we approach you? What do you like to deal with?
Honestly, I'm gonna line up on the line, and if it comes down to the point where the DB wants to get chatty, I'm just going to let my work do the talking, just let my route do the talking. I mean, I'll get up and give him the first down sign after I get up catching the ball.
I love it. Have you thought this far ahead that your NFL first touchdown, would you have a dance? Do you have a celebration in mind? Have you practiced anything like that?
I haven't practiced it, but, you know, there's going to be a popular dance out there so when that happens, so I'm probably be doing TikToks and stuff like that, you know.
I love it. Once again, Braxton Westfield, the standout Carson Newman Eagles receiver here on the C2P, finding out a little bit more about what this young man brings to this 2023 receiver draft class, and so much to like about his game, and I think he's really explained some of the real qualities. I mean, you know, and Braxton, this is why we love having you guys on. You know, anyone out there listening, I guarantee you, unless you're a big Carson Newman fan, we didn't know you're a run-oriented offense and all those little integral things that we're not aware of, but that help going to this critical draft process. We are almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it 3 and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. I mean, you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. Now, it can be any coach at Carson Newman, any coach, but what coach in particular had a pet peeve during practice, an absolute no-no? If you or your teammates got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
Coach Goss, our DB coach, he is also the special – he actually played for the 49ers a couple years ago, well, a little while ago. He played with Joe Montana in them. He actually was the guy who yelling and screaming as soon as the special teams period started, and he would cuss you out, or not cuss you out, but he'd get in your butt necessarily, and you'd be running to your next station for sure.
I love it. How about this one? Are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Oh, male runway model.
And then how about this one? You mentioned you're at X3. You're training with the guys. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you go to the facility. You get to be the trainer. So who are you going to pick of the trainers, of the guys that are working you out? You get to pick one of them. What are you going to put them through to watch them sweat and put them through a little bit of hell?
I'm going to have to pick Hubert Payne, and I'm going to put him on the sled and the chains and get him on the I want to see his flying 20.
Is that what he says to you?
Nah. I mean, Hubert's the director up here, so he's actually okay. The guy who actually got me up here. So he's a cool dude. I just want to see him get to the workout situation.
I love it. And then the final question before we let you go tonight. This draft will be quickly approaching. I'm sure draft weekend, you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, Braxton, and what would you like that person to have specifically made to celebrate your next football journey?
Mr. Bell, you're trying to get me in trouble with all my aunts right now, man.
Well, truth be told, I used to ask female celebrity questions, and guys would, even if you were married with a girlfriend, guys would nonchalantly whip out any girl's name. But when it comes to cooking, and that's why we ask, we do want a controversy. We want you to really pick it. And I got another question. So if you try to throw a few of them in there, then we're going seven game series between the top two cooks. So we're going to get down to one cook one way or another. So
I was going to say, my whole family are cooks. That's the thing. They all can get in the kitchen and throw down. If I had to say so, I am going to say, if my aunts can hear this, don't hurt me when y'all hear this. But I'm gonna have to say, my Aunt Bobby. My Aunt Bobby or my mom.
Fair enough. Any particular meal or anything they make?
Oh, their go-tos that I love from both of them are their baked spaghetti. Oh, man. They're good.
I can tell you're daydreaming about it. Well, hey, they are now on the clock for the baked spaghetti. And you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft, a very deserving thing that you've earned. Please stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Bo. I appreciate you for having me on here.
Yes, sir. Fabulous job, Braxton. Once again, Braxton Westfield, the standout Carson Newman receiver here on the C2P. And as he mentioned, he got the bump up down at the CGS. If you guys are in this business, you know that's such a great opportunity. And he was so humble and saying, hey, it's just another day in the office. But I tell you what, that was a good day in the office. That's where you definitely turn some heads. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.